What is TWS podcast episode whatever? Who cares at this point?
Episode 100.
Finally, the reins have been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
So, people, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
They wasn't ready when we started. They wasn't ready at episode 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. I ain't mean to go that far. They wasn't ready. They never gonna be ready. But here we are again. The White Pants Society. I am, who am I?
This is Brother Flan,
Yeah, I'm your boy J.D. Flan. Across from me, as always, is my brother, Rich Nerd. And we are the White Pants Society. As Facebook watchers cannot see, that's what his shirt says. I'm rocking the Fuck It Though, made by my nephew, Senrion, or what, something weird. I don't know. But thank you, Coleman. I appreciate you. I paid you for it, so it's mine now.
Since I know y'all are looking at what I'm doing, see my shirt. Hold on, let me take a picture of it.
Lord Jesus, pray for him.
Hold on.
Y'all pray for him.
Put it in the camera.
Keep posing. Anyways, this is the 100th episode.
100th episode.
Of the What Is TWS podcast. Man, let me just say, I guess first and foremost, thank you to anybody and everybody that's ever pressed play. I know how difficult it is to click on the... Okay, you're not going to do that today. But yeah, I do appreciate everybody that's supported us anyway. There's some definite people I want to shout out in particular. Everybody who's ever been on the show, David Calera, what we had, Cesar Leo, we had my brother 1-3, Sophia on the show, Chan made an appearance on the show. Who else have we had?
Had quite a few.
We've had Steven.
We had that round table.
That was Roger, who I think has started listening to podcasts, but at the time had never heard one. Not even the one that he was on. I'm forgetting Jesse. We still haven't found her a man, but we're working on that.
Sir Tom. Sir Steeg.
Tom has been on the podcast. Easy Tiger.
Easy Tiger, yeah. And he was with us from the beginning. So
yeah, we had the homie Kay on the show.
Yep.
It's been a blast. And then there's been several people who have just, from day one, shown us amazing support. TT Charities being one. You know, Rena's Cakeys, we shout them out anytime we can. Celebrity Hair Corp, am I getting that right?
Yep, Sir Alex.
So yeah, the homie Alex. And then I really want to shout this one guy out, because I was just thinking about it the other day, and it was pure love. Like, when we first started the show, we started getting followed and had all our posts being shared by this Dallas Site Models company. And we was like, who are these... I didn't know who Dallas Site was. You didn't know who Dallas Site was. And they was showing us a lot of love from day one. And the way they was being done, like, there was no way you could tell it was sincere. Like, it wasn't like to get something back, because we didn't know who they were. We didn't know who to thank. And then we realized somewhere down the line that it was Big Brother Michael Jernigan.
Big Brother Mike.
And he's been a heavy supporter of the show, done a lot for us. And we might be partnering with him on some future endeavors. So I want to thank you, Mike, for everything you've done. We've had some great Facebook support. We got, I think, Bonnie is online with us right now. Shout outs to Bonnie. I know I'm missing a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
shout out to Tina. I saw you pop online. There we go. And then you left. Appreciate you hitting that button real quick. Tammy was online. I think she just dropped. I mean,
she's in mommy mode right now.
We're just not that good.
We're feeding the baby. Hey, it'll go up on YouTube. Don't worry. I'm spamming people from now on, though. It's it's on. Like, if y'all haven't figured it out, I'm not giving up or going away. So you're going to have to unfriend me or get ready for a blitz. I'm coming. Pause.
That's what she said.
All right, Rich. But yeah, I wanted to get that out of the way. I really do appreciate all the support that we've gotten for 100 episodes. Like, this is literally something we one day said we wanted to do, had no idea how to do it, and piece by piece, step by step, I think the show has gotten better.
And 100 we found our way. Later.
100 episodes later,
we just passed 10,000 plays too. We're probably at what, like 10.5.
Yeah, we a little over. We like 10.7.
Right, okay. I'm undershooting.
Hey, we moving up there. Man, what else do I want to say about this 100th episode? Like, I want to thank you, you know, Rich. Like, this has been quite the learning experience, and you know, we've had to learn all of this as we go on our own. You know, and so yeah, you know, every hurdle, everything that we've come in contact with, you know, you've been right there with me to help me, to help us, you know, get over these hurdles and continue this process. Shout out to myself for being on 99 of 100 of these episodes. I did not make one episode. I don't even know what the reason was that I wasn't on that episode. And not to short Rich, because we record at my house, so it's much easier for me to be on every episode than it is for Rich to be on every. He's got to come over here. And if I decide to record at 2:00 in the morning and he ain't here, I guess he don't make the episode.
We should have got that house down the block.
Yeah, hey, we tried to get y'all in it. But yeah, if you can, in the comments, first person to comment on Facebook and can tell me what episode of the 100 I was not on, that's a free t-shirt. And disclaimer, U.S. residents only. Sorry, Tom, I'm not shipping shit to the Netherlands. You won the last thing. You got fooled me once. Shame on me. You know, whatever. I'm fucking it all up. But anyway.
Yeah, he did win. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, he did. But he did win. Good. He was mad quick. Pause that day. So yeah, free t-shirt if you can tell me what episode I was on. I'm waiting. Nothing. Okay, anyway. Alright, what's going on, Rich? What's good with you, man?
Not much. We got a few things to talk about today. Nothing terribly in particular, but I mean, life is okay. Life's good. You know, gotta take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
Gotta take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, people. I didn't even know we were gonna do live. I walked in. Jared was like, "Oh, I got the camera set up." So I was like, "All right." So I'm trying to acclimate while we're doing this at the same time. So I did want to ask your opinion on something.
All right, here we go.
Did you listen to the new Khaled, Future, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Top Off?
I have not.
See, and that goes into one of the topics we're going to talk about today.
Go ahead, take my black card. I don't give,
bro. No offense to anybody, but I mean, I'm a Khaled fan. I don't feel like you necessarily had to listen, you know, to Khaled, but I like Jay's part, product placement at its finest. TWS.
You know what, Khaled? I'm not a Khaled. I don't know much of his music. Like when I hear DJ Khaled, I think music that I'm gonna have to pretend to not be my age to listen to. Like, I'll be honest with you, two albums came out recently that I'm really digging, and that's Black Milk, Fever, and then Fonte put out No News Is Good News. Shocked everybody with it just the other day. And those two albums I've really been vibing to, because those are albums that I feel like I don't have to pretend not to be 36 to enjoy. Like, they just about our own grown man life. Like, I appreciate, you know, the wave, I guess, that Jay started. But yeah, I now like having music where I don't have to fake like I'm more energetic and hipper than I really am. Like, give me the music where I can be 36 and old and tired and thinking about, you know, what I gotta do for my daughter, or thinking about a 401k or some shit like that. So yeah, I appreciate that. And then when I hear DJ Khaled, even though I know Jay is on this grown man's thing, and I think I got the sense that B was rapping, I was like, I don't know. Like, it didn't strike me. And I'm gonna tell you, Shining, the last song that Khaled, Beyonce, and Jay did together, was like, you remember that month. That was like my that was like my theme song for a month. I played that shit on repeat every day at work all day. Something about this song like just didn't catch me. I wasn't in that mood for that kind of music.
Shout out to Thad for tuning in. Thad the Millennial.
Thad the Millennial. What is that? what is the next Summer Olympics? I can't remember. I'm fucking it up. But
what is it? 2020?
Something like that.
2020 Summer Olympics. He gonna be dad. You gonna be on a karate team?
Oh, you probably fucked up. You said karate.
It's supposed to be karate.
I don't know.
Now, I don't know. What do you do? What do you do, dad? Is it jujitsu?
He do some other shit. I feel like karate is too simplistic for dad. I'm probably messing up now. Some karate dudes gonna come.
They about to add a push up competition
to the Olympics. Just straight push up.
That's what the event that dad gonna win. Out here showing everybody up.
That's all right. That's why I put the fan on in the studio so it could be cold enough for me to wear this jacket.
Yeah, I was going to take my sweater off, but it is kind of nippy in here.
Pause. And so, I just didn't want all the dad bod showing. But the shirt is vicious, though. You should get one. Holler at your boy. Anyway. Oh, man. What do you feel about the song? Is everybody rap? Like, B is rapping on the joint, or is she actually sing?
It's like it's one of those mix, like that whole Drake thing. You know, the thing that Drake does when he's not really singing, but he's not really rapping.
2020 and Taekwondo. Dad corrected us on both. 2020, Taekwondo. Get it right, Rich.
Got it. Okay. I don't even see the comment yet.
Hey, you got to be up on it, man. I got the comments. I'm technologically advanced. I might be 36 and not hip. I don't understand emojis, but I got these comments popping, though. I'm getting that S9 so I can do the AR emojis. I can send y'all my face.
You know we already had that on.
As many things as iPhone just got, y'all don't need to talk about nothing you already had. You stole everything else.
It's not that we just got it. We're perfecting everything.
Nah.
We're perfecting
it. I call bullshit on that. I'd never be an Apple fan. No. I don't know. Man, so what else? I'm just happy that we made it to 100 episodes, man. Like, I really didn't know how far this thing was going to go. Like, I just wanted to do it to say I did it. And, I didn't, 100 episodes wasn't even on the radar at that point.
No, we weren't thinking that far ahead.
And that's like a way of life. I really think I found like the thing that I truly enjoy doing, and I love the process. Like, I love everything about it. I love recording these episodes. I love figuring out how to get these cameras and things working and do the live streaming. I love promoing on Twitter.
So we got this camera on over my shoulder watching my back.
Yes sir.
And then we have another camera in the corner that's not live streaming but is actually just recording us.
And you're gonna mix the two together.
Yeah. And do some editing. See what comes out of
that. Some creative stuff. That's right. I told you one karate had to be like Taekwondo. Something crazy like that.
Isn't Taekwondo just like karate?
Hold up. Don't do it, Rich. Don't do it. Don't get hurt.
Dad, how good are you at this stuff? I saw you at a competition. Did you win? I don't know.
Of course he won. I've never known him to lose. We're going to start telling like dad jokes like people do to Chuck Norris joints. Like,
so I heard millennials just give up.
Oh, there you go. But Apple products are not easy to use.
Apple products are easy to use.
They are not easy to use. They suck. They're so much proprietary stuff.
What's proprietary?
Everything.
Like
once you get into the Apple ecosystem, everything you own slowly but surely becomes Apple.
Not necessarily.
Apple.
Yeah. This is totally synced with my Google everything.
But the cables, it's the only... No other phone on the market has a proprietary power connector but the iPhone. Almost any other phone you get, we rotate in between micro USB or USB-C. But you can just go anywhere and use anybody's charger and be good.
Yeah, but
if you ain't around somebody who have an Apple charger, you're dying in the wilderness. It's not happening for you.
Wireless charging.
That's only on one model of the phone.
On three.
It's on the 8 too?
It's on the 8, the 8 Plus, and the 10.
But I bet you it's
like that key.
But it's probably like Apple proprietary wireless charger. It's regular key. You can do it with any key charger.
Yeah, any key charger.
I don't know, Rich.
I got one on my bedside that I got. The other one at my desk. I have one of them dock ones on my desk at work. They work with everything.
Apple fanboys, man.
That was back in October, Dad. What have you done for the Taekwondo community lately?
I'm trying to tell you, he like Chuck Norris, and you sitting there poking the bear when he just come out of nowhere and roundhouse you.
I'm just messing with that.
They got the windy conditions back home. He probably like the last airbender, hop on some sort of makeshift hang glider and just show up and drop kick you through
the
window.
Did you see that tractor trailer that flipped?
Nice.
From the wind going over the Verrazano Bridge in New York City?
I did not.
No. Going over the bridge, a dude is in his car behind the truck, and the truck is like just like shaking. And as the truck dries up, the wind just blows it, lifts it, and flips the truck. People in the comments like, damn New Yorkers, why nobody stopped to help them? My thing is, if the wind was strong enough to flip a tractor trailer, what the hell is it going to do to my little 175-pound ass? If that truck couldn't stay on the ground.
That's what you're going with, Rich. You're going with 175. That's what we're going to put out there in the... All right.
That's overshooting it. Maybe less right now. Maybe less.
All right. So let's talk about some of our favorite episodes, man. I think I've enjoyed this whole thing, man. Shit has been fucking dope.
What's my favorite? You know, so, I don't remember the number. The one that David was on us with, that one was
like,
pretty
that
good.
That was like episode four.
That Halloween.
Yeah, we did that at
Fourth Tap Brewery. That episode was pretty good. Shout out to David making friends with the lady walking around in a bikini. And what was it? Vampire fangs or something like that?
Vampire fangs. Ass cheeks. That's all it was, Rich. That was her costume. And her boyfriend was there, so I guess
it was David good. Didn't he take a picture with her butt cheeks?
Yeah, we got a picture with...
With her butt cheeks.
Ass, like, just right there. But, I mean, that's Austin. That's all. We were in a perfect, like, Austin place for Halloween. Like, it was just as weird as it possibly could get. I forget that dude you were talking to that does, like... He did, like, video editing or some sort of or website shit or something.
Oh, that one dude, yeah.
Super flamboyant dude.
He did have that Space Jam jersey on, that Jordan Space Jam jersey. That was dope.
That's why y'all connected, because he had the Space Jam
jersey. With the J's on, so I mean, like, come on.
I'm behind on the J's. I don't know nothing about J's.
Very good props. I mean, I wear my Adidas.
I don't know. Let me see. What has been my, like, absolute favorite episode?
I think one of the ones that did really good for us was Celebrity Spouses.
That was, I listened to it the other day because I posted that thing in the group about trying to get other people to list, which I did not get many responses for, but it's all right. But I'm gonna pat myself on the back for the fact that our audio quality has gone up leaps and bounds since the early days of recording this podcast. That joint sounded horrible. But it was good material, though.
When you have a frame of reference, then yeah.
And we had Brandon just crashed the middle of the episode delivering a pizza. It was crazy ass.
That was funny. That was funny. Shout out to B.
But we're gonna update the list, though, all right?
Groupon episode.
The Groupon episode.
So Let's double back for a second.
We still gotta find one, Jesse a man.
So that Groupon episode was real. Because even though I've never done it, but I didn't see the issue with it. But apparently it is not okay to just use Groupon for discounts on a date. On a first date.
It needs to be okay. I'm trying to tell you ladies, like, get you a man who's financially responsible. Like, you don't want to just go out and flash a whole bunch of flash how recklessly you spend money to try to attract a woman. That should not be attractive.
It's putting out a bad precedent.
A bad precedent.
Expect that all the time.
That I'm just out here making it rain.
Nope.
Nah. Let's go ahead and get this Groupon on. And then Groupon will hip you to things happening in your city.
Yeah.
That you didn't even know.
So that's the part that that was my where I was coming from. Like, I don't see why it's a big deal. You might find out about something that you might never have thought about. There's dudes out here that are, I guess, less than romantic, less than creative. Yeah. Run through Groupon real quick. Eventbrite real quick. You know, put you on something.
I'm less than creative. I have no idea. I may have... It is okay to discount date. And that came from a woman. I can't say female. I got corrected about that on the episode.
Really?
That female is not a...
Well, yeah, I remember that episode.
That you're not supposed to call women females. That's because these days, not all. No, I'm not even going. I ain't going to do the controversial stuff.
You can say it.
I can say not all women are female.
And not all females are women. Same with men.
You said it, I did.
Not all men are males. Not all males are men.
Hey, did you see that Mac Briggs won again?
Yeah.
I think you told me.
Yeah. He won again. Mac Briggs won again.
Mac Briggs won again. Killing them little girls out there, man. If Elise were to grow up and decide she want to be a wrestler, and then some dude shows up at the thing and, like, dominates, I'm going to be mad.
But that dude is a girl, so...
But it's a girl who's taking enough... If you, in any other situation, if you're taking that much testosterone, if you're taking testosterone, period...
That's a performance
enhancing drug. You can't compete. But in this case, it's allowed. So I don't know how I feel as a dad if my daughter got beat up by a girl on testosterone.
I mean, I just wish we as a people could just figure. I don't see what the big deal with letting Mac compete against the guys is. I really don't see the big deal. I watched the video earlier where they were making a big deal out of transgender people and the whole thing about using the bathrooms, and they have to use the bathroom of the gender that they were born as or that's on their birth certificate. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, out of all the things that we can be combating and fighting, like, we're putting so much energy into who pees where and who gets to play on what team.
I mean, again, you know, for me, Rich, it's about this attack on definition. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing today can be anything. Like, you know, if I say, look at him, you don't know who to look at. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. If I, oh, look at that dude over there.
If it's a transgender dude and it happens she transitioned from she to him and she is now he, and you say, look at that dude, I'm just going to see
already.
It
I'm
as a dude.
Already. I'm confused already.
If you said, look at that dude over there, and it was Mac Briggs, I would look and say, oh, you're talking about Mac Briggs, that dude over there. Because you would not know. It's not like they're saying, hey, guess what? It's a sign on their forehead that says, I used to be a girl, or I used to be a boy, but now I'm not. Should you see, no. You see the gender that they identify with. That's what you're going to notice.
I don't know, bro. I'm still on that thing where it's like, how much of a role do I have to play in how you identify yourself?
And I mean, I understand that part, but from that aspect, I feel like it's has nothing to do with you. If you saw Mac Briggs walking down the block right now, you would just think it was a teenage boy walking down the block. You would not know that he transitioned.
Right.
So therefore, it's not affecting your life in any way.
All right, so in that situation, maybe that doesn't affect my life. But if we look at the reverse, you know, with the guy who stabbed that transgender woman.
That affected his life.
21 times because he didn't know until after the fact that she wasn't naturally born a woman. Like, that doesn't affect me because I'm married and I ain't going to be out there. But if I was out there, I'd be a little scared these days.
I mean, I don't want to say it is what it is, but you
Genuine
have to,
gets in, or was it Genuine?
Yeah.
Genuine gets in trouble
for declining
an advance. You know.
And regardless, I should be able to tell you what I want and don't want for my body.
Should be able to kiss whoever I want to kiss. Mm-hmm. I mean, not now I'm Louis C.K. or some shit. anyways, all right. I want to do the list thing. I want to revamp the list. Let's go back.
All right, here we go, people. So one of our earlier episodes, we had the ladies on and we went over celebrity spouses. Who would you, and not just some jump off thing, but who you would actually have a relationship with, who you can see yourself with, who you'd possibly marry, family, all of the above, doesn't matter. No, just hit it and quit it. So, who are the top five people, if you were in a relationship with a celebrity, who would they be?
So, who going first? You going first? I'm going first.
You can go one for one.
One for one? All right. So, still at the top of my list, will always be at the top of my list, is the wonderful, the beautiful, the exuberant Jill Scott.
Okay. So, Jilly from Philly is on my list, too.
Yeah. Jill is. So, Lauren used to be the prototype for me. Mm-hmm. And then Lauren lost her fucking mind. And, like, that, you know, last time I saw her, I think she's gone a little bit back to the diva and she looks like a woman again. But when she did that unplugged joint,
yeah,
like she like a dude, like she had the little nappy fro and it was just, I don't know, like it just ruined the whole mystique of Lauryn Hill for me. And then now she like don't show up to concerts on time. And
yeah, super late, super all of late, that
and all that. Like random, she seemed like BS. She seemed like she crazy. She seemed like she went a little bit crazy. But Jilly is the one. She the prototype now. And then like, you know, some of them songs you can tell that Jill is a freak. And Jill can cook. So it sounded like it, you know, that is the relationship to be in, ladies. Like, if you can, if you're a freak and you can cook.
All right, so I don't have mine in order, by the way. So that's too much work to put them in.
I mean, it's no real order. I just know that Jill is everybody else is like, is one, and then everybody else is two. Everybody else is whoever. Rich, y'all, I'm prepared. He got to find a list.
I know. I got my list pulled up. I was looking at the comments. And so, like I just said, Jilly from Philly. All
right.
On my list, too. So, technically.
It's back to me again. All
right. Ball is in your court.
All right. I'm going to stay with the singers. Melanie Fiona. And she used to be an honorable mention on my list until I saw the video for Stop My Heart. First of all, Stop My Heart is like one of my favorite songs now.
So Stop My Heart, like officially, like no bench warmer, you're officially on the list?
She's officially, after the Stop My Heart video, officially on the list. Cause you stop my heart. That's my shit right there. Melanie, and she got like the old school, like doo-wop singer vibe in the video.
All right, Melanie, so you're stacking your list with singers. Do I have another singer up here?
I'm a music dude.
No, I do not.
I'm a music. I'm a
actually,
music.
Yeah, I do. So, all right. Lupita.
Lupita?
I threw Lupita on the list.
I'm going to tell you why Lupita don't make the list for me.
She is not a burnt mole.
Why did she play a burnt mole?
It was a Star Wars. I would have played a burnt mole for a Star Wars movie.
Nah, you Lupita. Like, they could have fit you in the movie some other kind of way than for you to play this little. And I put the post, I think I did a poll on Twitter. I asked if it looked more like a burnt mole, a Wookiee with alopecia, or a Freddy Krueger baby. And Freddy Krueger baby and burnt mole was like neck and neck. So that's what they did to Lupita. They made Lupita something that you can't tell whether it's a Freddy Krueger baby or a burnt mole.
That's cool.
And that ruined a little bit of it for me. It ruined a little bit of it. But I do like this whole thing they doing now with the Lupita effect, where they show like pictures of her with male celebrities, and like how everybody that comes around Lupita look like they in love for some reason. I'm scared to be next to her. Don't even let me get that famous.
All right, who you got next? Yeah, Lupita, she's dope. Lupita makes the list.
All right, I'm gonna throw my white girl in there, Keira Knightley. I love me some Keira Knightley. It's the accent. It's the little faces that she makes. Did I watch the video? My wife just asked me if I watched the You Stop My Heart video on mute. I don't, because I actually really like that song. Like, that'd be a waste.
You know, I honestly have not seen the video yet.
It's a dope ass video. I might have to post it after this.
I've never been like a, I don't want to say I've never been a Melanie Fiona fan. It would just, it's one I never paid attention.
She do got one song that I hate. It's one of them dumb chick anthems. What's the one?
First of all, do I even know what Melanie Fiona looks like?
Oh, you need to know. But what's the dumb chick anthem that Melanie Fiona sings? Somebody in the comments gonna let me know. It's that one. Or should I be a lady? Cause I wanna have his baby. Mm-hmm. I hate them dumb chick anthem songs. She do got one of those, and that was
she like part Asian.
That was a big minus. But Stop My Heart. I don't know. I don't dig that deep, bro. I don't dig that deep. Pause. But that one song, man. One song.
All right, so you said Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
So mine was a toss up. I couldn't decide between Jennifer Lawrence or Rebecca Ferguson.
All right, who is Rebecca Ferguson?
Rebecca Ferguson, she's a Swedish actress and singer. She was in the greatest show, Mission Impossible. Hold on, let me pull her up.
Yeah, I don't know Rebecca Ferguson. I can't even hate on that one. Other than the fact that I don't know.
I'm pulling it up like I can show you this.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not gonna see it, but I'll search for it.
I mean,
we can edit this.
Searching for sure Rebecca Ferguson.
Is it popping up on the screen over there? Too small.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, that's Melanie Fiona. Okay. Bust the windows out your car?
Nah, that's Jasmine Sullivan. That's another dumb chick anthem.
Got it. Oh, yup, see, Tammy just corrected me. That's the dumb chick anthem?
Dumb
it
chick
just anthem? Registered to me that you said that that's the dumb chick anthem. Bruh.
You gotta keep up, Rich. I say a lot of shit.
That's crazy, though. The whole last song about busting windows. But then, what's the name? Sang the song about keying his car and shit. So that country song.
Keying the car, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Don't do it. Like, why you going go to jail or something?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did something stupid. I bust the windows out your car.
All right, who you got next?
You should be lucky that that's all I need. All right, anyway, so I went Keira Knightley.
Yeah, and then I couldn't decide between Jennifer Lawrence or Rebecca Ferguson.
I'm trying to remember, like, off the top of my head, who my list was. I'm drawing a blank. Oh, you know, Ragnarok, Ragnarok in the building, Tessa Thompson, TT.
T-T.
Oh, Tessa Thompson, my aunt. And Creed is what did it for me. Cause again, I'm a music lover. So any woman that gets depicted as like being into music or really like heavily involved in that and loving melodies, and especially if I can like listen to the music that you're into, and I get it. Before He Cheats by Carrie, that's the key
you,
in the car.
Yeah, thank you, Yesenia. That was the song. Yeah, Before He Cheats.
Before He Cheats.
She fucked his car up. Like, damn.
That's with the car. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, TT.
Yeah, TT. So Creed was vicious. And then the fact that she actually did some songs, like on the Creed soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Did like actual songs by Tessa Thompson.
I forgot she was on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Even doper. And then
did you see her in Thor?
I saw her in Thor. Okay. Westworld.
I haven't even seen Westworld yet.
What is it?
I don't want to veer too much, but.
What's the other one? Man. The white people, something Dear White People or something like that.
Oh yeah, she was in Dear White People.
Yeah.
You know, I keep forgetting because I keep seeing I watched the series on Netflix, and it's somebody totally different. So I forgot all about that.
Dear White People, Tessa Thompson.
All right, where am I at?
TT. I just want to be able to be like, hey, TT. Hey, TT, you know you looking like a snack, TT.
You looking like a snack, TT.
Looking like a snack.
All right, so do you know
are you still going to say what you're going to say? I see Kix is in the comments now, Richard.
Did you?
No pressure.
Do you know Angela Rye?
I got all these people I gotta look up.
You don't know Angela Rye? Activist, CNN. She dating Common.
Dating Common.
She dating Common.
All right, well, yeah, that knocks her off my list right there.
What's wrong with Common?
I done heard some things about Common.
Dang.
I done heard some things. Angela Rye. All right.
Supposedly Common is a hoe. Or
yeah,
he,
pretty
he's
much.
A reformed hoe or used to hoe or.
There's some stories out there.
Missed the hoe.
I mean, that's my man. Like, One Day It'll All Make Sense. One of my favorite albums.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate his music.
Like Water for Chocolate, one of my favorite albums.
And he's a good actor.
Angela Rye.
Listen, some with the social climate right now, you need a lawyer on your team. You
need a lawyer on the team.
She's a lawyer.
I'm gonna give you that. You need a lawyer on your team right now.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying. I give You ready for the last slot?
Who you got?
Oh man, this one got me in trouble for a long time. But again, looks like she can cook. She's into music, beautiful voice. You know, I love that, like, that old school feel to a lot of her music. Andra Day. And I rise up. Oh. That's, yeah, Andra Day. And I swear it looked like she could. I don't know, but it just looked.
What about her makes her look like she can cook? Maybe she just eating out very well.
This is very true. This could be true. It is the, she does, like, every once in a while, she does, like, the Andra Mama.
Mm-hmm.
The rap. The hoop earrings. And I'm not even, I don't really go for hoop earrings. Like, I don't really like hoop earrings, but for some reason, it works well. She just got that, like, old school, around the way girl, but is eclectic and likes different shit type of feel. And yeah, Andra Day. And I rise up. And I think I saw her the first time. I heard her, and it made me want to figure out who she was and put her on this list. But that commercial, it was a commercial with, like, it comes on during Christmas time with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And she was singing a song with Stevie Wonder in the commercial. I was like, yeah, I need to know.
You know what?
I need to know who this is.
I saw.
Oh, you already in trouble, Rich.
I saw. So I actually didn't see. I heard the song and I Rise Up, and I really never knew who sang it. And then somebody said her name one day, Andra Day, and I just never, like, it never dawned on me. Like, I never looked her up, so I never knew who she was until you put her in her top five. And then I was like, well, who the hell is that? Because I'm for some reason I was thinking that song was sang by someone else. Yeah. You know, sometimes they just merge all together, then you end up thinking. All of the Brandys and Tamars and Janets are just all the same. So I had no idea, like, it was new people I was singing. Bad. All right.
Andra Day is on the list. Rich is already in trouble.
How does she look like my type?
I don't know, Rich. I don't know you like that. I don't want to know you like that.
All right. Last two. This was, I couldn't decide. Ava DuVernay.
God, that. I'm tired of Googling, Rich.
How do you not know who Ava
Why
is?
Why should I know? I don't even know how to spell that shit. Like, I can't even Google it.
Just type Ava. It'll probably pop up. A-V-A.
All right, I got Ava. See, my Twitter or my Google is like, nigga, that's not what we into. We don't know her.
D-U-V-E-R-N-A-Y.
Here we go.
Tamar sounds like a hurt cat. Oh man.
What is she done? Why should I know her?
Producer, director, writer.
She behind the scenes.
Selma, that's all you gotta say. Selma.
She behind the scene. Like, you know, yes, she is a celebrity, but there's no way I would have known who the fuck she was because she behind the scenes.
But she's forward facing. Perfect example. She just did Stitch in Time, and as a part of her contract, A Wrinkle in Time, and as a part of her contract with Disney, she was like, I want the very first airing to be in her hometown of Compton that doesn't have a theater there. Disney went there and made a makeshift theater so that way everybody can come out and see the movie.
Compton? Right.
But so, and the other one, I would put her as a backup,
yeah,
solely because she is who she is. Oprah worth about $3 billion.
So you looking for a come up? You looking for a come up?
I'm not looking for a come up per se.
Hey, Kicks, you better get that.
But if Oprah is listening and she wants to,
better get RG mode off the ground.
If Oprah is listening and she wants to invest in TWS Multimedia, you know, put us on OWN. I'm with it.
I guess my honorable mention, and this would be like the old creepy man. This is me trying to be young. I don't know how old she is though, and I got in trouble for putting somebody on the list that I didn't know how old they was before. Luckily, we edited that out.
Yeah, that one's gone.
But I'm gone. SZA would be my My honorable mention.
Anybody know how old SZA is? Is SZA legal?
Is SZA legal?
I know Renee knows. Is SZA legal?
I'm about to Google it.
SZA.
She got to be like, what, 25? Something like that.
I mean, we heard the music. We know she out there doing things. She's 27. I can do that.
See, she good. For some reason, I thought she, I don't know. I thought she might have been younger.
27 is old enough. Like, you don't got to raise them, you know?
I did it before. I tried, like, somebody that was, like, early 20s, and it's just too much.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to be a dad. Wasn't that time for me?
You don't gotta raise them. That's crazy. All right, random question, because I saw this going back and forth on the sports group. Better crossover from last week. Did you see them? The LeBron James behind the back through Tristan Thompson's legs.
Hey, that was luck.
First of all, I know. Yeah. You ain't gotta explain it. I know there is no way.
No way he planned
did that on purpose. Yeah. He was planned out. There were just too many moving pieces for him to do that, but everybody's saying he's the best player in the world because he did that. Shut the fuck up.
It was luck. Pure luck.
But either that one or the Harden.
I gotta go with the Harden one, because
that dude was in Africa and Harden was back in Europe. Like, that's how bad, like, he crossed that dude. That was just...
I mean, but that's straight blacktop playground rule. Yeah. Like, he crossed him, let him fall, waited.
Stood there and just looked at him.
Mid-pump,
he was like, hold on.
I'm going to wait.
You looking at me? I want to make sure I got eye contact.
Right.
And then he dropped the three.
And then, yeah, drilled it. And that's a three. No. So, I know the LeBron shot was difficult because he was on the way back down, left mm-hmm. hand. But he's left-handed anyway.
Yeah.
So that was just him being strong.
Yeah,
LeBron.
Yeah.
To me, like, to wait and still, like, drill a three, like that, yeah, I got to give that one. I got to give that one to the beard. I got to give that one to the beard.
I think he trademarked his beard, right? I think he trademarked his beard. He can't cut it. It's a part of his contract. It was a part of his contract that he can't cut his beard for his brand. Just weird ass shit. But.
One more time.
I mean... Jennifer Lopez ended up insuring her legs for like $1 million. Or was it her butt? Did she insure her legs or her butt?
I was going to say rich, because it's the legs. The legs was doing it. The legs was... Really? Is that the delusion we're going to live in? Okay.
Go ahead, Sharonda. What's your list?
Are people about to drop list on the...
Anybody tuned in and feel like sharing their list? We're all eyes. We'll read it out for you. No names if you want to be anonymous. Let's see what you guys' lists are. I can't believe she said Tamar sounds like a hurt cat. I mean, I don't think she sounds that bad, but I think she gets, like, probably auto-tuned and they mix, like, the shit out of her voice. Because her singing voice doesn't sound like what she sounds like when she's speaking. Like, when she's speaking, it's like, I don't really want to have a conversation with you. But when she sings, it's like, okay. She had a few songs, like, I could listen to that track again.
I don't know, man. I'm really, like, here's where I am in life, Rich. I'm really coming to the realization that I might need to give up on new music. Like, I might need to give up on ever listening to another song that hasn't already been made. Because I get so, like, hyped for new music to come out and be looking for something new. And I'm just, like, constantly let down. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I don't get in any of this stuff anymore. It's like I could really probably just spend the rest of my life going back and listening to songs I forgot about from, you know, 10, 20 years ago, which is, that's fucked up. I'm that old. But I think I'm giving up on new music. Like, I don't want to deal with
her. I agree. Her speaking voice does sound mad ratchet. It's something about it. You just don't want to have a conversation with her. And that's why she got fired from The Real. Hey, they had to keep it real.
This is another one of the moments where, like, y'all talking about stuff I don't know, because I don't know that I've ever heard her speak. Because I think if I was flipping through the television, mm-hmm. you know, flipping through the channels and saw her face, I'd be like, I'm good. Next.
No, you'd remember her voice and so would your ears.
I don't know that I've ever listened. I've heard her speak. But I think I'm just going to stick with what I know from now on. But that Fonte album,
yeah,
super dope. And the Black Milk album. Crazy though. You know what? I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna say it. Y'all not gonna be happy about it, but fuck it.
I can't stand the damn Black Panther soundtrack. Can't stand it.
So it's a toss up. It was maybe two songs on the Black Panther sounds. So it's here's what gets me. It's about maybe three songs on a Black Panther actual physical soundtrack that I like. But the way Kendrick scored the movie, I love the way he scored the movie.
I mean, like, the music in the movie.
Yeah, the music, the emotion, like all of that was dope. The actual songs, I don't know. It was only like three of them that I like to be.
We was on the way to go see the movie, and I'm like, man, we're going to play the Black Panther soundtrack, you know, get hyped up for this movie. And I was like, please, I can't do stuff that's like weird for the sake of being weird. Like, it just felt too, and I hate to say it, like, artistic. Like I don't know. I'm a big fan of patterns and rhyme schemes and stuff like that. When things don't fit, like when there's no pattern, when I can't like expect what the song gonna sound like next, and the shit keeps changing, like you can't dance to it, I can't nod my head to it, like, I get turned off real quick. So I think we tried to listen to the Black Panther soundtrack on the way to the movie, and I ended up putting on the Black Milk album. I just vibing to that, and it was, you know, jazzy. It's good music.
All right, let's see. So we got a top five.
Hill Harper.
Number one, Hill Harper.
All right, how am I hate on Hill Harper? You can't hate on Hill Harper. Like, he's like,
didn't he graduate from Harvard? Didn't he get his like a degree?
Everything he's done is right. Like, he writes books. He's raising the babies. He's doing everything. All he don't play no like negative role. I'd be one to hate on Hill Harper.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
but secretly,
I don't think,
in the back of your mind, like, damn, I wish I was.
He's and you know what it is? He legit seems like a good dude.
Too good.
And I've never heard anything bad.
He's one of those dudes that might rate himself an A morally, and then he'd be an asshole. Like, I can hate him for it. That is the only strike I get.
We gotta dig up dirt on Hill Harper. All right, so Hill Harper is number one. Let's see what we get for the rest of the list. Yup Kicks. So All Stars featuring SZA. That actually is one of the songs that I liked on the Black Panther album.
Then they played that during the
Black Panther
the end credits.
Yeah. So that's one of the songs that I liked.
It's all right. It's all right. SZA's still on the list though. That Gap commercial. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think
it'd be simple things like that. Like, she's not doing anything, you know, crazy in the Gap commercial. But I love that fucking Gap commercial. I'm not going to be allowed to watch any TV ever again now, Rich. Like, when I walk out of here, I can't watch Gap commercials. There's too many commercials with Rise Up, with Andre Day. I'm just not going to be allowed to have any contact with media after this show.
While we're waiting for number two, just want to point out my What Is TWS mug. Available for purchase online at whatistws.com/goods, where we have plenty of other merchandise available. All right. Get yours today.
So we got the podcast, we got the store, we got some other major moves coming up. I wish I could talk about it, like I really would, but I feel like I'll jinx it. Like, I want it to happen, and then be like, oh, look at this shit that I'm actually doing, not me talking about some stuff I'm about to do. So I don't want to talk about it, but it's coming, Paul.
Is Tina still up here? Tina, what's your top five?
The clothing is
Dad, what's your top five?
The clothing in the Gap commercial look like
gonna,
the clothing.
Pick all millennials.
The clothing in the Gap commercial looks like the clothing in every other Gap commercial. It's like, it's not exceptional clothing in that Gap commercial, but there's an exceptional person in that Gap commercial.
I'm gonna have to look at the commercial.
What's her real name, Kix? What is? Because Drake just dropped her real name for no reason in that diplomatic community.
Yeah, SZA short for like.
Nah, it ain't. It don't really. I don't think her
don't
name
got nothing to do
like,
with her
got
name
nothing,
at all.
Nah,
I don't know.
But yeah, Drake like dropped her real name in the joint just to be Drake. Like, he.
What is Drake's real name?
Aubrey Graham.
Oh yeah. All right. So yeah. Wait, how do you get Drake from Aubrey Graham?
Is his middle name or something like? Or his father's name? Something. is retro. They bring it out. It looked like regular clothes.
So the Gap commercial. The Gap commercial was retro, or the clothing line?
I guess you're saying the clothing line is retro. That's why. I mean, it did kind of look like a old like a TLC video or something like that. If that's retro.
Got it. I gotta look it up.
He's super famous. Zoe. Okay. All right. Zoe is an artist that does a lot of stuff with Fonte and the Foreign Exchange. So I think the last couple times I've seen the Foreign Exchange, Zoe has been there as well. He got the Ball Guy thing going. I guess I normally am really good at hating on these lists, but she picking people that kind of like fit in my space. Like, you know, he's a music dude. I enjoy his music. It'd be difficult for me to hate on him. He looks a little corny. He looks like Common but taller. Like, I don't know. Like, he looks like he could be a corny dude. Like, he might not be all that fun to hang around.
I'll put Zoe in. What's his name popped up? The baller. What is he? A singer? Musician?
Yeah, musician, producer, singer, piano player. I don't know. Does he play any other? I know he probably plays other instruments, but.
Oh, okay, this guy. I've seen him before.
You don't know everything? I think Renee holding out. Because she, of course, she knows everything. You know the girl real name. Right, you just don't want to add to my list.
So Hill Harper, then Zoe.
Then Zoe. All right. I'm not hating, but so much. Zoe is a little corny, but I'm not hating.
All right. It's a few people on the list that if she says them, they get immediate hate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it out loud because then she might not pick them, but. We already know they're going to get immediate hate.
I'm just waiting. I need something to hate on. I've been in this Kumbaya mood for way too long. Like, all of this, my higher power stuff. I've been really working on my sobriety and my higher power, being a good dude.
Really Hamps had on. Put some of the immediate corny people in her top five.
Did she say Chestnut?
I think they did.
Oh no. Chestnut didn't go on the list because he's too perfect. That's why Morris Chestnut didn't make the list, because nigga is too perfect. I'm like, I'm just flawed enough. I'm just fucked up enough.
All right. Her and Kix had I think it was like one or two people the same. Vampire.
Skarsgård, whatever.
Which one is Skarsgård again?
That's a vampire, right? Skarsgård.
I remember the first time I was like, what was he in? What is it, Andrew Skarsgård? What is his name? Yeah.
He was in Tarzan.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. Monkey Man. Got it.
Oh, you was talking about Pharrell when you said the vampire.
Yeah, the vampire was Pharrell. Pharrell has looked exactly the same over the past, like, what is he, like 56?
Uh-oh, shots fired.
That dude is... I'm just saying, he has not aged. He's
I'm just
dope,
saying,
but...
Kix is co-signing Zoe.
Yeah,
he's coming back on you, Rich.
She said he does look corny, though, but Zoe is cute. Ha ha.
He's coming back on you, Rich. You'll get home and be all kind.
See? He is a vampire.
Who is a vampire?
For real. Hamps just co-signed it.
Hamps co-signed. Did she co-sign him being a vampire or Skarsgård being a vampire? And do anybody
still fuck with... Skarsgård a vampire or anything?
True Blood.
I never watched True Blood.
But does anybody still fuck with Skarsgård after Big Little Lies? Like, he was like the super fucked up dude in Big Little Lies, and then they killed him.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, I gave it away. My bad.
I mean, I'll still watch it. It ain't gonna ruin it for me.
Hi everybody, man, this dad bod. I gotta do something about this dad bod. I gotta get back to running.
That's why the camera's on my back.
I'm at my own house with my sucking it in. Pause.
drop it low.
Get my stomach out the frame. Skarsgård. Is that not his name?
Skarsgård. I would have never figured out how to even spell that. Skarsgård. What? He was good in as Monkey Man, but like, I don't know. I literally did not even know who he was. I'm surprised, like...
Nah, the vamp, the dude he played in True Blood is, like, one of my favorite characters of all time. And he went from being, like, the most hated, you know, you couldn't stand him, to by the end of the series just being the best person on the show. And he does, like, rip a guy's dick off, like, while he's alive. Like, he just ripped it off.
He did rip a dick. Scars got out here ripping dicks, and that's who's in your that's who's on your top five, Tammy? The dick ripper.
She likes what she likes. Hey. Now can we say that if I get mad because he's like the complete opposite of me? We talking about a tall Swedish white dude versus a short black guy with glasses. Like, you can't get further apart than that.
That's the one white dude in her list.
It was it only one white dude? She probably got other white dudes, I'm sure. I'm just saying, I'm trying to hide this dad bar. Rich, we gotta get out. We gotta work out more. We gotta go running or something.
Yeah, we haven't been running in a minute. We need to. But yeah, that seat drop is prominent. Alright, who else you got besides Zoe? We gonna keep going though.
Yeah, Bonnie's taking too long, and this is live. We gotta keep moving, Rip. We gotta keep moving. Who the what?
Why Chiwetel Ejiofor. You know, come on, you know who Chiwetel is.
At least I get
Mr. Like, 12 Years a Slave.
Copy and paste this joint.
12 Years a Slave.
I just gotta get a good look at him real quick to see it. Now he look a little corny too.
Chiwetel?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Man, when you put the glasses on, he definitely look corny. And he British and shit, like.
Nah, he was in two of my favorite movies. One is Serenity, and one is Red Belt.
I don't know.
Two dope movies.
Neither one of those movies.
Nah, you can't hate on Chiwetel.
I'm hating on Chiwetel. First of all, like, because really we talking about the marriage list, mm-hmm. You got to take this name. What? How you even pronounce that last name?
Ejiofor?
We figured out Skarsgård. This joint has got everybody stumped.
It's Ejiofor, right? It looks like Ejiofor. I mean, that's how you pronounce it.
Right. And again, I had to tell people, like, these are actors, so they had the opportunity to come up with a stage name. And I mean, I give them points for probably sticking with something real to him, mm-hmm. You know, not like changing his name to something to conform. I'm just trying to find ways to hate on the dude at this point.
I would have never got
he's only 5'10".
Chew from CHI.
What? How else would you pronounce?
I thought Chew was C-H-E.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have got Chiwetel, but I know that's how he pronounces it.
I'm drawing a blank on ways to hate today. It's this sobriety, Rich. Like... Goddamn sobriety.
Better drink that sparkling water.
I'm all out, man. I ran through my sparkling water. Hold on, let me refill a little bit. I sound like somebody going to the bathroom.
Somebody had a tinkle real quick. Oh! Damn, where was that meme at? I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was a meme. And it was like...
We do have to give Bonnie a pass. She got...
Yeah.
Two of them over there.
It was a meme online, and they were in a classroom, and somebody was a student recording, and one kid, like, dropped his pencil or something, and then all of a sudden, all of the teachers, the security guards, the proctors, and everything, pulled out semi-automatics. I hate to laugh at that, but... That's what's going to happen.
So I saw this video the other day about a dude, like, I guess, defending gun owners and gun rights. So he showed, like, a pistol, and he showed, like, what he kept saying. This would be deemed as the nasty gun or the mean gun. And he was like, they used the same bullet. And then he showed, like, a deer hunting rifle, mm-hmm. and an AR-15. And he compared the bullets that come up, you know, that are used by those two different rifles, and of course the bullet from the deer hunting rifle was way larger than the AR-15 bullet, and it was like, you know, but this is the okay gun and this is the mean gun. It is not about, like, I don't understand how people don't get that the caliber of the bullet or the size of the bullet is not the issue that we're talking about here. Like, the deer hunting rifle was designed to shoot, kill deer. Mm-hmm. You know, what you can shoot, you get one shot at a time, you know. You take down one deer. Somebody runs into a crowded place with that kind of rifle, more people have a chance to get away. You're not going to be able to get off, you know, 40 rounds in a minute like you can with an AR-15.
Which is retarded. Shout out to David T for joining.
Sorry. The question is not the size of the bullets. I feel like there's one of those. It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. I feel like it's one of those jokes in there. But yeah, I saw that video and it kind of pissed me off. Like, this is the mean bullet and this is the deer hunting bullet. This is the okay bullet. You know, it's the 40 of them that come at you in a minute that have people worried that you were using a gun that's designed to kill human beings as efficiently as possible versus a gun that's designed to take down an animal as efficiently as possible.
All right, so Bonnie
Jason Statham.
David Schwimmer first. And then Ross from Friends.
I know who these people are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but she said don't laugh. I'm only laughing because she said don't laugh and everybody laughed. But I wonder how close in real life to Ross David Schwimmer is. Because if he's that funny and awkward in real life, I think he'd be dope. He's funny as shit. His character was funny as
shit. He's funny because he's awkward.
Yeah, that's you know, what...
Like, he's funny.
Everybody has that awkward person.
Like, you feel bad for him. Like, would you really want to be around a person like that? I think we know people. I think we know people like that.
We do. Yeah. And then Jason Statham.
I just wouldn't get on his bad side. Like,
I feel like
dinner needs to be ready at 6:30.
I feel like Jason Statham is like a younger Liam Neeson. Like, they just fit all of those fuck somebody up, kick their ass roles.
But was Liam Neeson like a fuck somebody up, kick their ass until he did Taken? Like, until all of a sudden he had a special set of skills? Like,
nah, because he was in The Gray. When he was whooping those wolves' asses.
Whooping wolves' asses.
He was in quite a few movies before Taken.
You know what's always been weird for me? And don't judge me on this. But growing up, I knew Bruce Willis as the dude from Moonlighting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen Moonlighting. Like, it's like a romantic comedy. He's like a detective or something.
I think I saw that, yeah.
All right, so he was not the die... I have never been able to accept him as this diehard, like, I shoot everything.
So that's my thing. I've always associated him with Die Hard. Yeah. So I've just always accepted him in action roles because that's what he's done.
This never made sense to me because he was Moonlighting, though. I don't know if anybody remembers that show. But me and my mom used to watch Moonlighting. And I bet you my mom gonna say, I never watched Moonlighting. A couple years ago for Christmas, I got her the MacGyver box set. Because somewhere in my mind, me and my mother used to watch MacGyver, right? And I just knew this was going to go over well. This is going to be the greatest gift of all time. A son giving his mother these DVDs of a show they used to watch together. And she opened it, and she looked at me, and she was like, what made you buy this? I don't watch MacGyver. Oh, and I was so hurt. So now I'm feeling like every show I think we used to watch together, I probably... It's a messed up memory. Maybe I repressed some shit, but I could have sworn we used to watch Moonlighting.
That's cool. I actually like MacGyver. I literally binged watched MacGyver on Netflix, all the seasons, the movies too.
So yeah, so I guess Bonnie has a thing for ass kicking white boys or something. Like, does Mark Wahlberg fit in there some sort of way? Or who else is a white boy that kicks like? I'm surprised nobody threw The Rock on your list at any point.
Does anybody like Dwayne Johnson?
Is he too big?
Really? Does he honestly make anybody's list? I don't know. I've never heard of anybody putting The Rock in their list.
All right. Bye-bye, Rob, Bonnie. Thank you for rocking with us. We appreciate it. Thaddeus is back. Thad the Millennial. I wonder if does Dad have a top five?
Yeah, they're all millennials.
Who are these people?
Dad, what's your top five? And David C., what's your top five?
I don't know. They be gonna have like a bunch of 60s porn stars or something on his list. I'm not ready for it. I know I'm gonna have to Google like everybody on Dave's list.
Let's see. Let's see how relevant they are. Nah, he might pick somebody we know. I think he's gonna pick somebody we know.
You think so? It's gonna be like Pam Grier. Dave is older than we think.
Marky Mark?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else.
But not married. Oh, that's a jump off. She's trying to have a one-nighter with Mark Wahlberg.
You know who Mark Wahlberg reminds me of?
Who?
Steven.
Yes. I can see, yes.
I can see. Shout out to Steven out here being Mark Wahlberg.
I'm pretty sure Steven was in New Kids on the Block at some point. I just can't figure out which one. I'm pretty sure. Top five celebrity spouses. And I don't even have to say that with Dad, because Dad only does serious relationships. He don't do jump offs. So I know any women that Dad pulls out there, they're going to be wife material. I know it. I feel it.
They're going to have to learn. From what I remember, Dad, you had some pretty stringent specifications. Like, your checklist was crazy.
Yeah, he still got a young nigga checklist. He still...
That was like, oh, man.
He still wants certain virtues that he'll let go of eventually.
Yeah, you had a lot of boxes that you needed checked. I was like, damn. Like, shout out to me. I think that was the first N-bomb of the episode.
You think so? I don't know. I may have...
It wasn't planned.
I try to sprinkle them in there. I try to make sure I get a good 30 to 40... We've taken flack for that too. Like, people are, our show would be more accepted if the language was better and we didn't say the N-word.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Said that I should cut down on the cursing, cut down on the N-bombs.
I just want to be me. This is who I am. This is who I am.
He said, "Give me a moment." He's about to research. Got to think about it.
Gotta think about it. All right, you got anything else on your? List of topics?
No. Just waiting for you to comment, sir.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Hold on, I did have a thing that I wanted to talk about. Let me see if I can find it. No, that comment is too serious. Talk about that food thing.
What is the food
on the show? Giving food to the opposite sex.
We did, yeah, we did. Okay. That was Don't Feed the Pigeons. Another dope episode. Check it out. Don't Feed the Pigeons. I was just looking at the note for this episode.
Yeah. Your first one would be Jennifer Aniston, David.
I give him that one. I give him Jennifer Aniston.
I feel like there is a reason. There's something. I feel like we can hate on her.
I don't want to. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Do I use every curse word in the same sentence?
Somebody said that. That's a comment.
Kick said I use every curse word in the same sentence. In one sentence. I don't know. I'm going to have to replay this episode when we finish.
Jennifer Aniston. I can co-sign that one. Not a 60s porn star. I'm shocked from the beginning.
We just going to stay on Friends.
Also, yeah, saying, yeah. Friends make an appearance twice. So, who saw that one coming?
How many of us have them?
Friends. Ones we can't
get on. Was that a That's What She Said moment too?
How many of us
We just had it. So, we were... I wanted to delve right back into that conversation because I had spoke about it with a few people about the whole saying pause and saying,
yeah, let's do that
saying pause and saying what was it? That's What She Said.
That's What She Said.
And I tried to explain it in the last episode, but some people thought that was me trying to, I guess, make an excuse or justify
you cisplaining?
Was you cisplaining, Rich?
Cisplaining. Mansplaining.
Now see, that would be to say that they're not men. See, you got cisplaining. I'm learning. I'm no longer as much of a Neanderthal as I was.
So Hamp said I curse a lot too. Every curse word out there in one sentence. I don't think I do. I don't pay attention to it. I'll try to actively.
I definitely thought I curse more than you.
I don't know.
Fuck it though. I definitely thought I curse more than Rich.
I don't know. I gotta replay the last episode.
So the pause thing. Mm-hmm. So what were your thoughts or what are your thoughts on pause? What's the feedback you got back?
The same thing. Like I'm trying to explain it away or it's still me not taking into consideration how other people may feel, and that's just me making an excuse to continue using that even though it may hurt somebody else or blah blah blah.
Alright, so cause Tammy and I talked about it too, I guess this is where I am, cause I really at a point was like I need to stop because you know, you don't know, I didn't know I was offending anybody and I don't want to offend anybody, but yeah I do kinda like. One, I think we've gotten way too sensitive these days. Like, you can't say nothing. And I think when we do the whole pause thing, it's like, I, as a cis man, that I don't even know the terminology, but you can't say straight, heterosexual man, you know, if I say something that could be misconstrued as homosexual, I say Paul. Like, to me, a homosexual person wouldn't do it. Like, if they say he might be too big for you, you know, you don't say Paul, because that fits in your, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't have nothing against that fitting in your
lifestyle.
There you go. Pause. 1982 Princess Leia. I guess he had
as opposed to
the old girl that just died. Oh no, she didn't die. She didn't die. She almost died.
1982 Princess Leia.
Oh, wait, the actual Princess Leia did die, mm-hmm. but the character didn't die.
Yeah.
That's all. I gotta get that. 1982 Princess Leia. I think everybody had a crush on 1982 Princess Leia. That might have been the closest to nudity, you know, some of us got at that age. Mm-hmm. That
went to the movies Mad Time just to see her in that, what was it, a gold bikini?
The gold bikini. I remember that. I was scared to death of Jabba the Hutt though.
Oh yeah, he looked.
I used to have nightmares about Jabba the Hutt.
Damn, it took you, what was that, 13 minutes?
13 minutes to come up with
1980s Janet.
What
Jackson.
Are all these like year specific things?
Era specific. I mean, I get it. You want somebody from a specific era or time. Maybe he just identified with that one more.
1980s Janet.
I mean, you see Janet knows now. David is a cooker. She can't smell shit he doing in the kitchen. I mean, I get it.
I don't know. 1980s Janet Jackson had a lot of shoulder pads and sharp metal objects and shit. I just keep remembering that Rhythm Nation video. She's like, she could fuck you up. Like, I'd take.
Was 1980s Janet like totally pre-surgery?
I haven't followed Janet's surgery, so I don't really know. Never really
follow. I mean, I don't follow them, but you can look at her and see.
I take Poetic Justice, Janet.
When did Poetic Justice came out? What was that, early 90s?
It had to be early 90s. I take Poetic Justice, Janet. 1980s, Janet, I was a baby. I was a kid. I was born in 81, so I wasn't looking at her like that.
I'd have to Google it to see, like, what 1980s, Janet. Like, I can't tell 1980s. I'm an 83, so I don't know.
But back on this pause thing, I really want to. So I was watching an episode of Family Guy the other night, right? And it's the episode where Quagmire's dad reveals that, you know, he's a woman living in a man's body and gets a sex change. And then Brian comes home and ends up sleeping with Quagmire's dad as a woman now.
Did I see that episode?
And then, like, once Brian finds out that the woman because he's like, this is the woman of his dreams or whatever. Once he finds out that she used to be a man, that was Quagmire's dad. Like, he like throws up for like 30 seconds straight. He's all in the shower, like, I can't mm-hmm. get clean and stuff like that. I'm like, is that, you know, that's got to be worse than pause. Like, but it's a joke. Like, I think everybody got that it was a joke. Yeah.
I'm not sure that like anybody wanted Family Guy off the air because they made that kind of a joke. But it's a joke, but it's also a real joke. Like for a heterosexual man to feel like he had sex with a dude, because no matter what that person identifies with, mm-hmm. most heterosexual men are still going to view a woman that used to be a man as a man. You know, and so that's, and that would be the reaction that you had. And so for me to, you know, be saying some stuff and, you know, just jokingly like pause, like it's only funny if a person that don't do it said, you know what I'm saying, like mm-hmm. like if you suck dick and you make a comment about sucking dick and try to say pause, it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? It's not funny. It's only funny if I say something that could be misconstrued, and then I throw the pause in there. Or like that thing you sent the other day where you was like, I'm gonna need you a mic to fill me in, or something like that. I was pause. Like just that, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And I think people think by you saying it, it's an attack, or by anyone saying it, it's an attack, and that's it. It's not an attack. I don't care what you are doing, because it doesn't affect me what you are doing.
There's so much of that. You know, we got into situations in the group where, like, if I say something about myself, people try to turn that into I said that the opposite. Like, if I say something is good, I'm saying that the opposite is bad. No. I'm just saying, you know, I'm only saying what I say.
Yeah.
You know, so if I say something that to me, if I said it, would be a bad thing for me to say, that's me. I'm not saying that if you say
personal
it,
opinion,
something's wrong with you saying it. I'm correcting myself, or I'm correcting.
You can only hold yourself to your standards. So,
I don't know. I think people had this idea that, like, if you say something, you know, that they can automatically assume that the inverse is true. Like, whatever I say, if I say that opening doors is respectful, then I said that not opening doors is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I said.
That's the whole Black Lives Matter in a nutshell.
Yeah. If I say Black Lives Matter, I'm saying other lives don't. No. Not what I said. So that's what I get out of the pause conversation. And I, to be honest with you, I don't see myself stopping. And it's not out of not me trying to disrespect someone else. It's just me allowing myself to be me. The same way I think they want to be themselves. Yeah. And they don't want anybody putting any hindrances on who they are. I don't want you to put hindrances on who I am.
Here it goes. Quote of the year. Your freedom is not my cage.
Yo. I see what you did there.
Are you referring to David? Because I was thinking the same thing, like that double entendre. One, he's traveling, and then two, he's also traveling through time for his picks.
Y'all some deep people.
Deep.
Pause.
All right, so another one for you. Piggybacking off, it's not necessarily piggybacking off the pause thing, but so the people who say that racism isn't real, or racism is not a thing, but in the same breath also say that African Americans are racist, and saying that African Americans or black people are racist, doesn't that inherently mean that racism exists? So that it has to exist for you to be able to define it and say that someone else is doing it. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, no, that's a clear, like, that's a clear oxymoron. I don't know. Like, you can't say racism doesn't exist, but you're racist.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Yeah, I don't even know how to go any further into that. I get what Renee is saying now. Yeah, I get it now. I get it.
I missed it. It went let me prep this one. It went over my head.
There you go. Pause. I don't know, man. I've had fun. I don't know. Are we gonna? You wanna? I think Tammy's got to go somewhere, so I might have to close up shop soon.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this thing really quick that I've been seeing popping up. I'm trying to remember what it was for. With people putting red lights on their doors instead of the blue light. Oh, anti-gun solidarity. Have you seen that one?
So I gotta put a red light if I'm anti-gun or something.
So if you put a red light bulb in your door outside, that means you're anti-gun, showing solidarity for anti-guns. You throw a blue light out there, you know, you're a pro police and you're helping your boys in blue. What do you do?
Hey, who gives a fuck about what light is out? Like, if I put the red light out, I feel like I'm like, you know, I'm letting you know where to shoot. Like, those are people that's trying to take our guns. Like, you know. But then the blue, like, who can't, like, are we going to turn this into like South Central, where you fuck around wear the wrong color and you don't know what it means?
So I'm thinking the same thing, because in another neighborhood, and you got that blue light and that red light outside of your door,
it's a completely,
that means something totally different. Like, it's not rocking in Brooklyn.
Yeah, people quit with the, you know, like, mm-hmm. because we keep creating these little things people can do to show something, and that's not doing anything. Like, there'll be people that are willing to put a red light bulb outside of their house, but that does zero toward changing, like, anything. So why even bother? Like, why care? Like, find something constructive to do, not something, don't like contribute to Target sales because now they got red light bulbs flying off the shelf. Like, who the fuck
you know? It's crazy though, that's gonna piss more people off than anything, because you can curse out somebody's mother, but if you say you're gonna take their gun, nah, it's over. And I just don't understand the fascination and why we just need it. I need my gun.
I mean, you know, and I guess it's not for me to understand, because I, you know, I'm just not of that ilk. Like, mm-hmm. that's not anything I've ever been around or had association with. And I'm sure there are people that it means something significant to them, but light bulbs don't mean a goddamn thing to me, Rich. So I wish people would find better things to do with their time than to figure out what color to put outside their house to represent. But I'm not judging. If you decide to put a red or blue light bulb out, enjoy yourself. Know that when I see it, I'm not going to be like, that person loves the police. Like, I'm going to be like, that person is pretty gullible. Like, I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston, 1982 Princess Leia. 1980s Janet Jackson.
Yeah, you lost me.
And Sandra Bullock.
Lost me a Sandra Bullock.
You truly are traveling with this list.
Lost me a Sandra Bullock. This is very much a David list. Like, it's making sense knowing him. But yeah, Sandra Bullock, I can't ride with you on that one.
Alright, I gotta see who number five is. If this is your list, who's number five?
Miss Congeniality. I don't take second place. I don't take participation awards. I need winners on my team. Winners, Rich. Winners. Andre Day, rise up.
Alright, so Thaddeus said,
We gonna always come back. Alright, what we got for that? We got,
I don't know.
Damn, I got to Google some more. Alright, so Jennifer Lawrence. So from the millennial,
Jennifer Lawrence.
From the millennial, we got Ashley Graham. Who is Ashley Graham?
Do y'all know who Ashley Graham? Let's Google. Who is Ashley Graham?
A plus size model. Okay.
That's what she is. She's a model. I'm trying to look for her Wikipedia.
An American plus size model.
All right. So Ashley Graham is an American plus size model. That's Dad's number one.
All right. Maisha Tate.
All right.
Nothing wrong with Ashley Graham. I don't know nothing about her personally.
She will whoop your ass, Dad. You crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad, but
MMA fighter?
Maisha done take a few too many punches to the face. She been kicked in the nose one too many times. I can't rock with you on Maisha. Jennifer Lawrence. We still waiting for those are the three he had on top. All right, so yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence
was on your list. So.
And Ashley Grant.
No, he liked fighter. Cause what, Jennifer Lawrence was like, she played Scarlet or one of them.
She just played Red Sparrow in a movie that came out.
Oh, and Jennifer Lawrence. She played.
Wait.
Yeah. Red Sparrow. Jennifer Lawrence. She was in
a movie I saw.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, he does like fighting. Hunger Games. I knew he was a Hunger Games guy. But yeah, Maisha Tate. That's a lot of punches that she's taking. I mean, we know she could take a punch.
Dad went to sparring partner.
She likes it rough. Nope. See, that's very misogynistic of me to say. I apologize. I apologize, people. It's all this sparkling water. All
right. David's final number 5, Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman.
She don't have a
shape for me.
I mean, wasn't she in the Israeli army?
I need more shape than that. And she probably could kick you at it. And we know my rules, Rich. I don't date women with men's names. So no Nikki, Tony, Stacy, any of those. I don't do
Nikki, Tony, those are all, well, Nikki, Tony, Stacy would, I don't know. They're unisex, but
Alex, I don't do none of those.
So no unisex names.
No unisex names. I don't do women who could whoop my ass. So Maisha is out right off that. And then the hips wider than the shoulder. And I think we came up with another one that I was adding to my list. Oh, Courtney with a K. Can't do it. I'm not gonna go all women with K names. Courtney with a K. Can't do it. The baby head chick. Hurt Bay ruined it for everybody.
Hamps immediately said, she's a model. I did not even hear of this person. Ashley Graham.
But Wonder Woman. Yeah. Nothing against Wonder Woman. Just, you know. This is a very David list.
That is a very eclectic list.
It's a very David list. Let's clap it up one time for David. There you go, David. Let's give you a... That's what they...
But yeah. All right. I guess we can call it...
Yeah, I'm running out of steam.
Yeah, I guess we can call it quits. We do have an early day tomorrow. Do you hate when you go to work and your boss is like over your shoulder because apparently you're supposed to be doing work and shit?
I don't know. But we can't get her in here without knocking these things down.
Nope. So, nah. On that note,
I was going to try to get my baby girl.
Yeah, we got the camera.
But we got too many cameras set up in here. Yeah. But now I appreciate everybody for rocking with us, hanging out with us for a little bit. Like I said, this has been a hell of a journey. I've enjoyed every one of these 100 episodes, even the one I wasn't on. And I don't know. Stay tuned. We got a lot more shit coming.
Mm-hmm. Be the light.
All right, so until the next time, be safe. Be the light. Peace.